This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Ophir Kutiel, also known as Kutiman, is a musician born and raised in Israel. In 2009, he released a series of songs crafted entirely from unrelated YouTube videos, the same way a DJ might pull samples from all kinds of different records. For example, you might start with a drum tutorial illustrating how to make a slow groove beat. Then add a little of Pachelbel's canon played on digital piano. Then maybe some vocals. In this case, an original song done a cappella into the built-in microphone of a desktop computer.
Don't know how you look me in the eye, trying to apologize, you lied to me for the last.
So each of these videos on their own might see a few dozen to maybe a few thousand hits. But put those and more than a dozen other amateur YouTube videos together, and you get something that has the power to go much, much further.
I trusted you, gave you everything, but when it's all said and done, it doesn't mean a thing. Had my heart from the very start, but now that I'm looking back, I guess I wasn't smart. How could you do this to me? I gave you life, I set you free. You meant more than words to me. You weren't my king, I was your queen. So I don't know how you look me in the eye.
That's My Vendetta, one of the tracks off Kutiman's new album of YouTube mashups, Through You Too, which he released online for free earlier this month. And Kutiman joins us now from Israel. Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. We just heard one possible sequence or setup of how we'd put together a song. How about you? Do you have a regular process? You know, do you start with the vocals? Do you start with the drums?
No, usually I just run across one video that inspires me to start a new track, and then I search the rest.
You must spend a lot of time looking at videos online.
Yes, I watch a lot of videos, and it's pretty inspiring and amazing to see how much talent there is out there.
Yeah, there really is something. I mean, the music stands on its own, but the videos, there's something really touching about watching them. All of these people playing music alone, you know, often in their bedrooms or garages, and unknowingly you bring them together in your videos. There's something a little lonely about it. How does the video footage play a role for you when you're making these mashups?
I take in consideration also the video. You know, sometimes I find something that musically fits, but the video doesn't work. And sometimes the other way around, like the music not exactly fits, but the video is amazing. So I have to work a lot to put it together. And I think there's something that people relate to the simplicity in the videos, you know, that it's real without all the makeup and flashes and the realness in it.
The spotlight in the videos really seems to be on the people, the artists that you sample. Now, you, however, are kind of a mysterious dude. Do you prefer to keep to the shadows?
Yes. I don't like the spotlight, really. And I just like to create music, you know, sometimes in this way from YouTube.
But this isn't even your main gig. I mean, you are a DJ that gets hired, you know, flies around the world to do big, big parties. What do? You wear dark glasses and a hat or something like that?
No. My main thing is producing, and most of my time I spend in a studio producing other artists or my own music. And I have my band that we go around a little bit, but nothing like with glasses and big hats.
Well, now you've made a big point of linking to all the videos you use in Through You and Through You Too, this second record. And you can even do a sort of split screen so people can see the simultaneous musicians in their separate little spaces coming together. Is it important to you that all the artists you use get credit?
Yeah, it's very important. I think it's at the end of the day, they are playing. I'm, you know, just putting it together. And I think it also gives people better view of how I build this, and they can go and see where the piano comes from and where the vocals comes from. And I think it's really exciting to see.
And to hear as well. So let's hear another track from the new album. This is Give It Up. This is from Kutiman's second album of video mashups, Through You Too. So about how many separate videos, if you remember, did you use to create this song, Give It Up, that we're listening to?
I think this one is around 23 different musicians.
Wow. So you loop little bits from individual ones and maybe bump up the sound in some and others?
Yes, exactly. I take like specific parts from each video and put them all together.
How long does it take to do that? 23 different videos?
It took the entire album with the six tracks in it, like three months, something like that.
Wow. Are there particular instruments that are harder to find videos that kind of match up?
No, but sometimes it's really hard to find a vocalist, you know, to fit the scale and the tempo. And some scales are more difficult than others, but it's really like fishing, you know, just sit there and sometimes it comes fast, sometimes it takes longer.
Well, I've noticed that a lot of the vocalists you use are women. Is that an artistic choice or is there just a better selection of female singers on YouTube?
Actually, on this project, I wanted to do all ballads with the female vocalists. Maybe next time I'll do the same thing with male.
Have you ever met any of the people that you featured in your videos?
I actually met one of the singers from the first To You, Leslie, from the song called, can't remember the song, but yeah, it was really touching and exciting to actually meet the real person behind the video, and it was amazing.
Well, she must have been happy too. Now, you know, some of your videos have been seen more than a million times.
Yes, she was very happy, and most of the comments I get from the musicians, they're really happy to find about it, and they're really excited about it, and some of them also get a lot of attention. I'm very happy about it.
Has anybody ever said to you, please don't use my video, I don't like it, what you've done?
No, not really. I had one misunderstanding with one musician. She thought that I'm selling it and making a lot of money and it's commercial. But after I talked to her, she understood, and now she support the project and she loves it.
Well, let's listen to another track. This is No One in This World. Those videos you see on YouTube of amateur musicians playing by themselves, sometimes doing instructionals. Well, our guest Kudiman is a musician and a video mashup artist, and he turns those into songs. His new album of online videos is called Through You Too. I'm thinking about what you said about the musician who wanted to know if you were making money off of her work. Now, some of these have been viewed on YouTube's more than 1.5 million times. If those were album sales, that would be a platinum record. Do you have any interest in trying to make this project commercial?
Actually, not at all. It started as just something I do on my free time, and it is still something I do on my free time, and I just love doing it. And no, actually, not really looking for making money out of this.
I wonder if people are going to start pitching you, you know, sending stuff to Kutiman and saying, look, I did an amateur video. It's really good. What do you think? Could you use me?
I'm actually getting quite a lot of emails and people sending me their, you know, look, this is my daughter playing drums and this is my brother. And I love it, you know, and some of them I put aside, and maybe in the future projects I'll use them.
Wow, did you ever think of yourself, Kutiman, as a, you know, a star maker? You're giving people a bump.
I'm doing my best, you know. I don't know if a star maker, but I'm trying to show how much talent there is on YouTube, unused talent.
Well, Kutiman, I want to thank you so much for sharing some of your talent with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Ophir Kutiel, he is also known as Kutiman, and you can check out his new album of YouTube mashups. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org. Definitely worth seeing. Coconut water, coconut oil, coconut milk shampoo. When Word of Mouth continues, a look into the booming industry of coconut products and whether those items live up to their claims or their price tags. That's when Word of Mouth returns after the break.
Nothing will keep us apart. You've got the key to my heart. I don't know if you can see how much joy you bring to me when you hold my hand and don't let go. If I haven't told you so, this is how I feel when you need me. This is how I feel.